a small township about 40 minutes north of Detroit, and it's Christmas time. There are hand-painted signs on the cute downtown storefronts. There are lights everywhere, decorations, and there are also lots of signs in almost every window that say, "Pray for Oxford, Oxford strong." And so it's very clear that even if you haven't been following the news since late November, something happened in this community.
As you may know, what happened in this community was a school shooting.
4 students were killed, 7 people were injured, and a 15-year-old student was taken into custody. This ended up being the deadliest school shooting that the U.S. has seen in more than 3 years.
But what was really unusual about this tragedy is that the parents of the shooting suspect were charged too.
They were charged with involuntary manslaughter, and that's because investigators found they purchased the gun for their son as a gift. They took him to a gun range. All of these are legal in Michigan, but further investigation revealed that they were aware of warning signs in their son and seemed to ignore those warnings.
So this is a situation that is so complicated for a community that is very tight-knit, and that's why I wanted to hear from Kim. She has been in Oxford talking to parents and community leaders and business owners, trying to figure out how this town is dealing with the fallout from this unimaginable tragedy and what happens next. What it's like in the days after a school shooting. And later in the show, a remembrance for our colleague Fred Hyatt.
Oxford Township is this small, close-knit community. It's a little less than 23,000 people, overwhelmingly white community, kind of a mix of blue-collar and, I would say, upper-middle-class workers. Politically, it transitioned in 2016. It was kind of one of those pale blue spots on the map. In 2020, it's a little more pale red, so definitely one of those swingier districts in eastern Michigan. But it has this really, really strong small-town identity. People say that they are proud to be a small town. They're proud that they are not a big city, that they know their neighbors, that they're really tight-knit. And I was just so curious, how is this town getting on? What's going on with kind of the relative quiet? What's happening in this very tight-knit community that's been seemingly shaken so, so profoundly by this shooting? And, you know, we wanted to kind of get a sense of what the narrative was here and how is this community going to move forward.
So who did you talk to there?
One of the people we spoke with was Bob Chapa. He's a dad of 3 kids who go to the schools in Oxford.
My oldest daughter, Nora, is a junior at Oxford High School. Our middle son, Bobby, is in 8th grade at the middle school, and our youngest is in 4th grade.
And they all happened to be home on the day of the shooting because his oldest daughter, the high schooler, had a fever.
And because of the COVID protocols that the school has in place, my wife kept our daughter and our 2 younger boys home. So their experience of this was very different. They were all home, safe. We're incredibly thankful. They now have a little bit of guilt, of survivor's guilt, especially my oldest. You know, there was a part of the day when her phone just started going crazy because her friends were texting her or calling to make sure that she got out. And are you safe? Where are you? I don't see you. You're not at Meijer. You know, those types of messages. And she didn't really know what was going on. Truth is, she didn't even know if it was real. And then, of course, my wife and I started to get messages, and we understood this is a very real situation. And she's dealing with trying to be as supportive as possible with her friends and other people in the community that have had a really rough time. You know, she has friends that were able to get out right away, and they never really saw or heard anything. And then she most definitely was connected with some of the victims and some other folks that are going to have a hard time for a very long time getting over it.